Okie dokie. Back here on True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Yeah, you know, in the midst of all the nasty things that are going on, it's great that there is some really good news coming about, guys. The Ron Paul campaign is really whipping into high gear, and it's putting these scumbags in a tailspin. And I couldn't be more happy. I don't know what makes me more happy, the fact that there's good news for us or that there's bad news for them. It's about time the tables start turning. So, you know, I guess they're just too stupid to realize that the system they're trying to implement is not going to work. It can't work. Oh, for a short time, but it's not going to last. There's no way. I don't care how dumbed down people are, how doped up they are on Ritalin and Prozac and Melaril and all these other psychotropic drugs. I don't care how much poison they put in the foods, in the air, in the water. The human spirit is not going to allow itself to be perpetually enslaved. That's all there is to it. I mean, that's just how it works. So try as they may, they're going ultimately to fail. No question about it. Anyway, I said before that I was going to go into this rant on Masonic symbology. So I'll start this today. Obviously, I won't. I never finish one of these things, even in a two-hour show, never mind an hour. But I'll start it today, and then I'll pick it up on Thursday, because I got guests for tomorrow and Wednesday. By the way, the guest on Wednesday is, I forget his name now, Shubelin or whatever. He was a Mason. Some of you, I know a lot of you listeners are familiar with him. I don't have his name in front of me. I'd have to look it up. But anyway, Shubelin, I think it is. He was a Mason. He's famous now. He's produced a lot of books and, I guess, videos exposing Freemasonry as a former, you know, insider. So I'll be having him on Wednesday to talk more about this disgusting, despicable organization that many people mistakenly think is some kind of wholesome, family-based Christian organization, a men's club, a little harmless fraternity for men to get together and play cards. And no. For a lot of Masons, that's all it is, and that's all it ever will be. But at the highest levels, Freemasonry is something else entirely. We'll talk about that more on Wednesday. But for now, let's go into this discussion here on Masonic symbology. Once you see the influence that Freemasonry has and has had, particularly in Washington, it forces you to start asking some hard questions. You know, what's going on here? And let's look, for example, you know, when you look at Washington architecture, that tells you something. A lot of the buildings have fine little hand carvings that all have occultic symbology, occultic origins, but not just in the buildings, in the architecture itself. If you look at Washington from the air, you get an aerial perspective looking down, you'll discover that the street plans are laid out in such a way as to portray Masonic symbols and even some of their deities, if you will. For example, around the Capitol building, when seen from above, is a giant owl symbol, Moloch, which, of course, is the mascot, if you will, or the god of the Bohemian Grove. This owl is shaped exactly like the motif that the Bohemians use to represent their club. It's on the little shuttle buses that carry visitors from the parking lot, you know, inside the campgrounds. It's all over their, you know, it's the little insignia that they put all over their publications. And its features are traced out by the pathways on and around the premises of the nation's capital. Now, what does that tell you? Here is a building that represents the very seat of governmental authority in this country, and they have it surrounded. They have it right in the center of this symbol that represents this this occultic, religious, twisted system, their god Moloch. That should tell you something, guys, what's going on here. Okay, short break, stick with us, we'll be right back. Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Talking today about Masonic symbolism. You know, again, this is a psychological game they're playing with us. They're boasting. They're throwing this right in our face. And you know, if you visit the Capitol, you'll never see this. Never. They do this on purpose. The only way you'll see it is from an aerial perspective. You got to go to like Google Earth or something to see this. There's a lot of pictures that have been taken from, you know, helicopters, planes that flew over. Just Google it. Google, Capitol Building Owl. Do a Google picture search or something and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's right in your face. It's very obvious. This was not, by accident. They did this deliberate. It's the exact same owl symbol, again, used at the Bohemian Grove. This is their god. This is their deity, Moloch. And, By putting that symbol around the Capitol, you know, having the Capitol situated right in the middle of that symbol, it's sending a message out that this is what's really controlling the country. Our ideology, our religious philosophy, our god Moloch is directing everything. That's what it's saying, folks. And most Americans have no clue. They're totally oblivious to this. It's right there, hidden in plain sight, as they say. Also seen from an aerial perspective, are several Washington streets just north of the White House that are situated in such a way that they trace out a giant pentagram symbol, not only big in Freemasonry, but by the way, it's also very big among Satanists. Well, you know, if you study Freemasonry enough, you'll realize that they're one and the same. Freemasonry is literally Satanism. Now, again, I got to make it clear here. I'm not saying that all Freemasons are Satanists. Of course not. That's ridiculous. Anybody who tells you that is actually are paranoid. No, actually, most Freemasons are decent, upstanding citizens. A great many of them are Christians, very gullible, but Christians nonetheless, who are sincere and would never be a part of Freemasonry if they knew what it was all about at the top. It's the same thing with, you know, Catholicism. The Vatican is incredibly evil, and a great many Catholics know that. They don't favor what the Vatican is up to. The Vatican is very interested in world domination as well. They want to dominate the religious arm of the emerging world system. But that doesn't mean all Catholics are evil, obviously. The whopping majority of them are very decent people. But, you know, they're kept in ignorance. They don't know what their leaders are up to at the highest levels in Rome. Excuse me. And again, it's the same with Freemasonry. It's the same with all of these global entities, these globalist front groups. They deliberately keep their bulk of their membership in ignorance so that they'll get their support. And they'll never know. They'll go to their graves never knowing what the thing is all about unless they feel that, you know, they are short on a conscience enough that they can trust them to tell them what it's really all about without them caring. But again, most people aren't that way, so they do keep them in ignorance deliberately. And that's been admitted by high-ranking Masons such as Albert Pike, for example. You know, Freemasonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, and we keep those in ignorance who deserve to be ignorant, who deserve to be kept in the dark. Imagine that. That's the respect they have for their members that support them. They deserve to be kept in ignorance. And why do they deserve it? Because they have a conscience and wouldn't put up with the scandals if they knew what was going on. Anyway, guys, how about the Pentagon? Talking about pentagrams, talking about five-pointed stars, which are big time. It's the most powerful symbol in occultism and in Satanism. Whenever they, you know, a witch, for example, will evoke a spell or conjure up a demon or something or a spirit or whatever, you know, they'll situate themselves in the middle of a pentagram. It is the highest, most powerful occult symbol. It represents Satan himself, or Baphomet, the horned deity, the goat-horned deity. Again, it's Satan himself. Well, it turns out that the Pentagon is the symbol that you have at the center of a pentagram. So once again, you have the symbolism, a little more subtle, but there it is in your face. This stuff isn't by accident. It's all by design. The streets joining the White House to the Capitol form a Masonic compass, while other nearby streets form the Masonic square. Once again, more Masonic symbolism. You can't miss it. Once you know what to look for, it's right in your face. It jumps out at you. It'll bite you in the nose. You can't miss it. There is unquestionable, undeniable Masonic symbolism there. The square overlaid by the compass. This was all planned out a long time ago. It tells you guys, or it ought to tell you, who's really in charge here, who's really calling the shots. Don't forget, we've got people like not only Albert Pike, who has admitted that, you know, Masonry is the hidden power behind government, but also Manly P. Hall. He was definitely the most famous 33rd degree Mason of the 20th century. He died back in 1990. He wrote a book called The Secret Destiny of the United States, in which he boasted that Freemasonry from the beginning has been working behind the scenes, controlling politics in Washington and using the United States to bring about their goal of world government. And that's exactly what's going on. All of the wars we've been fighting over the past century, all of it has to do with taking over countries that aren't compliant and, you know, getting them to, you know, overthrowing the leaders that are in power and putting puppets in office that are friendly toward this goal, that are either going to contribute to it or at least not pose any threat to it. And not only have we used our military might to do this, or should I say the Masons and their cohorts pushing for world government, not only have they used our military, but a lot of our other branches of government as well. You know, they've used the power of the purse, boycotting countries economically, you know, putting sanctions on them to try to coerce them into going along with the program. And if that didn't work, ultimately, yeah, then the military gets sent in. There's all kinds of little tricks up their sleeve, but it's primarily through the U.S. that they've done this. And they've gotten control of the U.S., guys, by hijacking our economy through the Federal Reserve System and the fraudulent income tax scam, picking our pockets, putting the I was going to say the government, but no, really, it's putting us in debt to pay for our own enslavement, because that's all we've been doing since 1913, paying for our own enslavement. Anyway, let me go on here with some more symbolism. The Washington Monument, guys, what do you think that is? What does that giant phallic symbol, and that's all it is, the obelisk there. It's an ancient phallic symbol dating back to the old occultic phallic cults. You know, what does that have to do with George Washington? What does that symbol have to do with our first president? It has everything to do with Freemasonry. Anyway, that is, of course, a prominent theme in Masonic art. Here, once again, we see them popping their ugly head up. By the way, you also find obelisks of this same nature in the Vatican, in the center of a giant solar disk, I might add, right there at St. Peter's Square, which is another occultic and Masonic symbol. It's very interesting. Roman Catholics are forbidden by canon law to be members of the Freemason fraternity. And yet most of their top dogs at the Vatican are actually 33rd degree Masons. The P2 Lodge, for example, has their primary bank account in the Vatican Bank. Look at the double standards there. Of course, the Statue of Liberty, guys. Yes, indeed. There's another one. It's actually nothing more than the sun goddess Ishtar or Semiramis. She comes under different names from culture to culture, but it is in fact the sun goddess of pagan religions of old. The ancient Babylonians, called her Semiramis. And there she is, complete with her little sunburst rays above her head, her little crown, and her torch of the Illuminati, the enlightened ones, which lighten the world. You know, Daddy Bush used to make reference to this kind of thing when he talked about 1,000 points of light. You know, from an occultic perspective, and of course he's a 33rd degree Mason, that's an insider's term. It refers to all of the brother Masons around the world and other fraternity cults that are working toward world government. They consider themselves points of light that are holding up the torch and leading mankind into the one universal brotherhood where everyone is enslaved and all the elites will live happily ever after in their little utopian world of global fascism. But the Statue of Liberty, sorry to tell you guys, has nothing to do with the United States, has nothing to do with liberty. It is something that goes back to, it goes back to ancient times, but it was revived by Adam Weishaupt, who was considered, rightly so, the father of the modern New World Order goal. Let's move from there on to hand signs. We'll come back to some more symbols later, probably on Thursday, when I have time. I don't think today. It's quite a bit of material here, but let's talk about the bear paw sign. This is something that if you hung around courtrooms long enough, and hopefully you're not, unless you're there just to observe for curiosity's sake. But, you know, anybody who's ever been in a courtroom, I guarantee if you spent a few days observing court proceedings, sooner or later you're going to see this, where a defendant will stand up, you know, he'll take the stand, go before the judge, and he'll make a half a fist. He won't close his fingers fully around. You leave the first digit pointing away from the hand, and only the other digits are folded. The first digit is pointing straight out, and it's kind of like a Chinese kung fu punch. You make that kind of a fist. It's called the bear's paw. And you'll see them. This happens all the time, folks. The defendant will put that fist over his heart and just move his hand back and forth a few times like he's scratching himself. And that's a symbol to the judge, if the judge is himself or herself a Mason or a co-Mason, that you have to let me go. No matter what happens, you have to make sure I'm acquitted. That's why you hear a lot of stories of people that should have gotten acquitted. The evidence was all there, and yet the judge threw it out for whatever reason. This is what goes on, guys. They're obliged to do it by their Masonic oath. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Talking today about Masonic symbology. Carrie back at the office just sent me a webpage of her credit union asking me, you know, is this a Masonic symbol? And sure enough, there's the owl as their symbol. You guys will start noticing this all over the place once you know what to look for. Most of our big businesses, big corporations, especially the Fortune 500 companies, they're all owned by Bohemian Grovers. And or Masons, they cross over. In fact, one is essentially an outshoot of the other, offshoot of the other, just like Skull and Bones. You know, they're all grew out of the same toilet bowl, the scum that grew on the top of the the unflushed toilet. That's a rather gross analogy, but it's very fitting. Anyway, I made reference before the break to this bear paw symbol. And how this is used to get people out of trouble in court. Judges are obliged by their oath of allegiance to exonerate or, you know, to acquit. It doesn't matter what their crime is. And let me prove that. Their own handbooks attest to this. This is from the Handbook of Freemasonry by Ronayne, I guess is the publisher. Here's what it states. You must conceal all crimes of your brother Mason. And should you be summoned as a witness against a brother Mason, be always sure to shield him. It may be perjury to do this. It is true. But you're keeping your obligation. Masons love giving these signs because they can be done right out in the open without anybody even knowing what's going on. You know, it's, again, it's like right in your face. It's just like the owl symbol around the Capitol building. They love it. It's right in your face, and yet nobody sees it because most everybody who goes to the Capitol doesn't get an aerial perspective of the thing. They just see it from ground level. They don't know. They can walk around the whole perimeter. They can walk around the pathways that are shaped like an owl. They'll never know that they're walking around an owl-shaped pathway. It's only when you get the aerial perspective. They love doing this. Just like on your dollar bill, guys. They've had their magic little – and I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm going to talk about this later in these notes here. But there's the Masonic symbols right on your dollar bill. Your pyramid with the all-seeing eye. Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means New World Order. They got it right on your dollar bill, for crying out loud. Did you know that if you draw a perfect pentagram right over the great seal on the back that has the pyramid on it, each one of the 5 points will point to a letter, and the letters spell out Mason, M-A-S-O-N. Tell me that's not more psychological warfare. They do it on purpose. They space those letters specifically so that would happen. Again, hiding it right in your face. You know, you've got an owl right on the front. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll talk about that later. But they got their little Bohemian Grove owl on your dollar bill as well on the front side. Anyway, one hand sign that is most commonly used is made by putting the well, that's the bear paw, I guess. I'm repeating myself. Sorry, I got ahead of myself in my notes here. Another one, guys, is the Baphomet sign or the devil's hand sign. It's very similar to the I love you symbol. For those of you that have ever, you know, studied hand signs, sign language, you know that the I love you hand sign is simply to, well, basically just make a fist and then stick your pinky and your pointer finger up in the air and then extend your thumb out away from your hand so that only your middle finger and your ring finger are still pointing down. That means I love you. But if you cross your thumb over your ring and middle finger so that now only the pinky and the index finger are sticking up, that's a satanic hand sign. That's the symbol of Baphomet, the two-horned goat deity. Baphomet, or literally the devil himself. This hand sign is made by prominent people across the board in, you know, the entertainment industry. A lot of rock stars, Ronnie James Dio, for example, have used it. But also a lot of politicians, even a lot of televangelists, believe it or not. Here's a list. Billy Graham, Pat Robertson. I got to tell you about him. I've seen him use it, guys, in the context of a prayer. Okay, tell me this isn't deliberate. In the middle of his prayer, he's holding his hand up, and as he says, God, I implore you, Almighty God, as he's saying God, he holds his hand up, and he's making the Baphomet symbol with his thumb folded over. It's not out, meaning I love you. The thumb is folded over. This is the psychological warfare game they're playing on us. They want you to think when they say God that they're talking about the God of the Bible, but of course, in the context of saying God, they're holding the – it's unbelievable. You know who else does this is Benny Hinn. I've seen him during his little healing services. He'll have one hand over the guy's head, you know, like he's healing him, but the other hand will be making the Baphomet symbol indicating which God he's under the power of. Oh, it's incredible. I've heard that guy state while he's supposedly healing somebody, puts his hand on the guy's forehead, and of course the guy falls back, he passes out. But he says, in the context of supposedly speaking in tongues, you know, he's talking gibberish, and right in the middle of it, he says, receive the mark of the beast. He actually says, receive the mark of the beast. It's unbelievable. Right in your face. Anyway, guys, short break. Stick with us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Talking today about Masonic symbology. I'll try to get as much gone over today as I can. I'll pick up Thursday with part two of this, but I just checked my notes and realized I gave you the wrong symbol. The devil hand sign, that is the right symbol, but I'm going to talk about that in a moment. The symbol that I just read, like Billy Graham and Pat Robertson uses the devil hand sign as well, but the one I was actually referring to in my notes is another one. It's where they make a fist and they put it over their heart, not the bear paw. This is a full fist, fully clenched fist, and they put it over their heart. It's almost like you're going to say Pledge of Allegiance, but your hand isn't flat. It's just a fist. That's a common Masonic symbol as well, and so that's what I was making reference to here and didn't realize it. It's Billy Graham that's been seen doing that, Pat Robertson, Annie Besant, who was a former head of the Theosophical Society, created by Madame Blavatsky, another Satanist, occultist of the 19th century. Jesse James and his brother Frank used it a lot. John Wilkes Booth, Boris Yeltsin. All of the Rothschilds at one time or other have been seen making this sign, usually when it's a portrait or something. You know, they're doing this. It has meaning, guys. It's not just some random thing they're doing here. They're playing games with you when they do this. Most people will not think twice about it, won't even know what's going on, won't think it's any big deal. It is a big deal. They're showing you that their homage, their allegiance, their loyalty is with their satanic order and not with their country or whatever else it is that they're supposed to be representing. Anton LaVey used it, which, of course, he's now dead, but he was the founder and high priest of the First Church of Satan in San Francisco. Eugene Debs, socialist labor leader of the early 20th century. L. Ron Hubbard, he's the creator of, you know, Dianetics and Scientology. Aleister Crowley, of course, the father of modern Satanism and occultism in Britain. Karl Marx used it quite a bit. All of these guys were high-ranking Masons. One of the prominent gods in Freemasonry, they have a whole pantheon of deities, but one of the prominent deities is Jabulon, which is first introduced to Masons who attain the 13th degree. Masons often show their allegiance to this deity by sticking their hand inside of the front flap of their suit jacket. Very often you'll see portraits of famous Masons or people you might not even know are Masons, but you'll know once you recognize this sign. And sure enough, you look into it and you discover, son of a gun, he is a Mason. No wonder he's making that sign. They just stick their hand inside of their jacket. And you'll see people like George Washington, Karl Marx, John Jay, first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Teddy Roosevelt did it. President Franklin Pierce. President Rutherford Hayes. Colin Powell has been pictured doing the same sign. Vladimir Lenin. Paul Van Hindenburg. Victor Hugo. Napoleon. Ignatius Donnelly, a former congressman, he's the guy that wrote the famous book Atlantis, the Antediluvian World. He was a big-time Mason. Did you know that? Every Rothschild from the 18th century to the present has made this symbol at one time or other, this sign, I should say. Oh, my goodness, it just goes on and on. Let's see here. Ronald Reagan. He was given the honorary 33rd degree by Scottish Rite Freemasonry, by the way. Honorary degree. let's see here. Francis Dashwood. Several top-ranking SS officials, guys, were seen making the same hand sign. It just goes on and on and on. I just, you know, threw a few names out to give you an idea. There's a lot more, of course. But be looking for this. As a matter of fact, a good book to read, I got a lot of this information from there, is Tex Mars's book, Codex Magica. If you get that book, you'll see a lot of these pictures that I'm talking about in there with these little hand signs and a lot of other interesting documentation showing that, yes, they are indeed 33rd degree Masons. Okay, I mentioned the Baphomet symbol. And, you know, that's the one where you just stick up your index and your pinky and then your thumb is folded over your ring and middle fingers. So the two fingers sticking up represent the horns of this deity, really the devil himself. You know, you'll always see pictures depicting the devil with horns. Well, that's where this all comes from. It's the goat-headed horn deity of Baphomet, or literally the devil himself. And when you see this, guys, understand it's not the I love you symbol. That's when the thumb is extended away from the hand. But when the thumb is folded over, it is literally a symbol of the Satan himself. And you'll see people like, you know, Pat Robertson, what's his name? Robert Schuller is another one. I've seen him use that symbol quite a bit. And usually it's in prayer. It's like they're doing it right in your face. You fools, you think I'm praying to your God, I'm praying to another God. Robert Schuller, by the way, is a 33rd degree Mason. He once greeted fellow 33rd degree Mason Mikhail Gorbachev in his Crystal Cathedral, had him preach a sermon from his pulpit, and when he greeted him on stage, he gave a famous Masonic handshake. You hold your hand in a certain way, and you bend your wrist upward. It's not a normal handshake, guys. It's very unique. And he did it right in front of millions of viewers. Nobody caught on to it. Nobody had a problem with it if they did. But he did not greet him as, you know, a Christian or a fellow. Of course, he's not a Christian. He's an atheist. But actually, I don't even think he's an atheist. To be a high-ranking Mason, he believes in a god. Not the god, but a god. He believes in the horn god. He, of course, has been to several of the Bohemian Grove gatherings himself. But here's some people that have made that symbol right in your face on many, many occasions. Daddy Bush and Junior Bush, Laura Bush, the Bush twins, Barbara Bush, Tom Ridge, Tony Blair, Prince William, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Dan Quayle, Marion Barry, former D.C. mayor. Silvio Berlusconi, former Italian prime minister. I think he's former. I don't think he's still the prime minister. Anyway, Charlie Bell, McDonald's CEO, believe it or not. Charles Manson, Pat Robertson, Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland. These are all televangelists. Jesse Duplantis, Anton LaVey, again, the high priest of Satan there. Heather Whitestone, Miss America, 1994. Helen Keller, believe it or not. Ooh, you got to look into Helen Keller, guys, and find out she's not quite the bastion of American freedom and truth and justice that you thought she was. She was a pig. She really was. She had some incredibly un-American, twisted, socialistic, globalistic ideas. Anyway, she's made the Satan symbol. Kevin Spacey, the Metallica band members. I could go on all day with that. Knight Rider band members, the Beatles, Prince, the Bee Gees, Ronnie James Dio, formerly with Deep Purple. Meryl Streep. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. These guys, they don't hide it. They put it right in your face. Some have argued again that, oh, by the way, I got to point this out. Did you know, I found this out recently, I didn't even know this. Do you know who came up with these hand signs? Madame Blavatsky, the mother, if you will, of the modern occult movement in the United States. Back in the mid-19th century, she's the one who came up with these hand signs. And so it's no accident that the I love you symbol is actually quite close to the devil symbol, so that if ever caught, they could always say, oh, did I do it wrong? Oh, I meant to say I love you. It's not I love you, folks. Not at all. These people who use it are 33rd degree Masons. They know exactly what they're doing. They're doing it right in your face. They love it. That they can do this and nobody knows what's going on, yet they're flaunting it right at you.
We worship the devil. Little do you know you're cheering on the devil's servant.
It's exactly what they're doing. In their mind, even if you don't believe in the devil, it doesn't matter. In their mind, the devil is real, and they conduct themselves accordingly. So even if you don't believe in the devil, this should cause you great concern that your political, religious, and leaders of other avenues in society are all engaged, in the, almost all of them anyway, are engaged in this kind of filth. Anyway, let me go on here. Handshakes. Again, I made reference to, you know, certain specific type of handshakes. Guys, once again, if you want to know what these look like so you can recognize them, some of them it's hard to describe them over the air, but if you get Tex Mars's book, Codex Magica, you'll see these pictures and you'll know how to recognize them. You know, here are some people who have been pictured giving secret Masonic handshakes. Particularly, I'm referring to the one that I mentioned Robert Shuler giving, where you bend your wrist upward. Harry Truman, Mikhail Gorbachev, Robert Shuler, of course, Donald Rumsfeld, Harry Reid, former Senate Majority Leader, Colin Powell, Ehud Barak, Israeli Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, of course, another Israeli Prime Minister, along with Menachem Begin, Sharon Peres, Mahmoud Abbas, Palestinian President. Some of you might be shocked to hear that, but guess what? Arafat was a member of the Bilderbergs. He attended the Bilderberg meetings every year while he was alive and head of the PLO. Are you shocked? You shouldn't be. They've got every avenue hijacked, folks. Every single one of them. Pat Robertson, of course. Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji. Morocco's King Mohammed VI. Iraq's Ahmed Chalibi, who also, by the way, attends the Bilderberger conferences. Yes. Well, naturally, he was handpicked by Bush. What else could you expect? Pope Paul XII has been pictured making this secret Masonic handshake. Pope John the 23rd, Pope John Paul II, Cardinal Spellman of New York, Cardinal Bernard Law of Boston, Pope Pius VI, Bush, both father and son, Robert Mueller, FBI director. Jordan's King Abdullah. Or Abdullah, sorry. Nelson Mandela, South African Communist Party leader Oliver Tambo. I mean, I could just go on and on here. I'm doing this just to give you an idea how big this thing is, guys. I mean, I can go on and on. In fact, I won't waste any more time. This list is quite long here. But like I said, if you want to take the time and see just how extensive this is, how much of a stranglehold these scoundrels have on our political system, not just in this country, but abroad. Tex Mars's book, Codex Magica, I can't think of a better source to consult. Again, that's where I got a lot of this information from. It's, you know, your jaw is going to drop when you see these symbols popping up. Major corporate symbols are all occult-related. You know, America Online, there's your little triangle. That's no accident. Look at your CBS News, that little eyeball. That's your all-seeing eye at the top of your pyramid, modified slightly, but that's, in fact, what it is. It's not paranoia, guys. Many have admitted, many Freemasons have admitted that they incorporate this symbology. Symbolism is very important to Masonry, very important. And once you know what to look for, once again, you'll see it everywhere. The triangle is a very prominent Masonic symbol, of course, as I mentioned. That's, you know, the pyramid. And indeed, it does pop up everywhere. It represents the pyramid of the New World Order that we see, of course, in the back of the $1 bill. It's in Freemasonry, that's what they're crafting. That's what the craft is. Most Freemasons, of course, are not actual Masons anymore as far as, you know, building stone edifices. But in their thinking, they're building something else. They're building a New World Order. That's what they're constructing in their craft. And they represent it in their symbolism. Sometimes this triangle is depicted without an apex, a truncated pyramid. Again, like on the back of the $1 bill. The apex is suspended above the pyramid. It's not connected yet because their goal is not completed. This is seen, of course, on not only on the back of the dollar bill, the Great Seal, accompanied by, you know, Novus Ordo Seclorum, New World Order, Anuit Coeptis, announcing the birth of the New World Order. You see, in 1933, when that was finally included on the dollar bill, they realized, okay, everything's in place. Under FDR, they made some massive strides forward. So now they felt confident. We can announce on the dollar bill, we can announce and make it official that the New World Order has begun. Of course, you know, it began before that, but it was really kicked into high gear. I guess you could say it was born. It was only in the fetal stage prior to that time. But in you know, by 1935, so much progress had been made, especially under FDR, that they could announce that it was now born. It just needed to mature. This same symbol of the pyramid without the all-seeing eye was employed by the now closed office. The pyramid with the all-seeing eye was employed by the now closed Office of Total Information Awareness, set up by the Pentagon's DARPA in the wake of 9/11. You guys might recall that. they took it down pretty quick, though, when people began to realize, hey, wait a minute, this is what's going on here? We don't like the looks of this thing, the all-seeing eye, and it was radiating out over a globe, indicating that we're watching everything everyone is doing all over the planet. That was their official symbol, guys. This is more Masonic occultism. They're throwing it right in your face. They love it. Ha, ha, ha. We're using 9/11 as excuse, but we had plans to do this long ago. Hey, go to rawstory.com. I made reference to this earlier in the show. They got a story there today, confirmed by an official from AT&T that the Bush administration was planning on spying on you folks long before 9/11. Long before 9/11, of course. That's what every tyrant wants to do, needs to do, must do. Spy on their citizenry every way they can, because they're the criminals, and they got to make sure that no one's out there exposing them, or at least know who the ones are exposing them, so they know who to go after when the curtain comes down. Fidelity Investments, guys, is another company that uses a pyramid with a sunburst at its apex for its symbol. Go check it out. Perhaps you've seen the symbol before, you never really thought anything of it, but now, in light of what we've been talking about, go look at Fidelity Investments. Just Google it. Go to their website, and you'll see it. There it is, right in your face. There's your pyramid with your sun rays coming over the top. Yeah, that's your Freemason symbology right there for you. And once you start noticing these, you're going to see them everywhere. You're going to realize, son of a gun, these guys run everything. And they do. And they boast about it. They put it right in your face. Columbia Motion Pictures. Here we go again. There's your pyramid symbol with the sunburst at the top. And then they've got Lady Liberty pictured there. There she is, the little whore of Babylon, right in your face once again. The little sunburst crown. Yeah, where do you think that comes from? What kind of message do you think they're sending with that? Interestingly, if one draws an inverted pentagram, like I said, over the pyramid symbol on the back of the $1 bill, yeah, you get the words Mason. Try it, guys. It points to M-A-S-O-N. All right, stick with us. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Got just a few more minutes here. I'll be picking up on Thursday. There's a lot more to this. We're going to be going more deeply into their symbology, where it pops up, and some more of the meanings. By the way, if you want to know specifically the letters to use to draw that pentagram, it's the M in Seclorum, the A of Anuit, the S of coeptus, the O of ordo, and the N of novus. Draw that perfect pentagram, and you'll see, sure enough, they all point to the five letters Mason, spelling out the word Mason. The Latin numerals under the pyramid, by the way, which amount to 1776, have absolutely nothing to do with the birth of the United States. That's what they want you to think. This is more of their games. Everything on there is Masonic symbology, guys, everything. None of it has anything to do with the United States. They're just boasting on there that they're controlling the economy and they're using our dollar to set up the New World Order. That's the whole message behind the symbolism on the $1 bill, that Masonry is running the show, has been from the beginning, and everything that's done in Washington is only for the purpose of advancing that cause. And all you got to do is look at all the laws that have been passed, you know, for decades on end now, and yeah, of course, the laws aren't passed to serve our interests, to benefit our our lifestyle. It's to benefit their interests and their lifestyle. 1776 on the back of the dollar bill actually refers to Adam Weishaupt's little meeting that he called for on May 1st of that year, 1776, where he joined ranks with his Illuminati and Freemasonry, recruited them, or meshed them together, I should say, to... because they both had the same mutual interests, and they figured, hey, why work against each other? Let's collaborate together to bring about this new world order, and it's been the case ever since. But that's what that date commemorates and celebrates. It's celebrating the Anuit Coeptus, the birth of the new world order. In fact, Anuit Coeptus means literally announcing the birth of the new world order. Technically, it began in 1776. It whipped into high gear in 1935 when it was out on the back of the bill, but it literally began, the conception of it began in 1776. So in that context, with 1776 right there on the seal with that other symbology, that's all it means. Nothing to do with the birth of this country. So, you can't call it the Great Seal of the United States. It has nothing to do with the United States. It is, in fact, the Great Seal of Masonry. In 1955, guys, the Grand Lodge of Texas published the following insights regarding the Masonic symbology on the dollar bill. Here's what they had to say. On the obverse of the Great Seal is an eagle whose dexter wing has 32 feathers, the number of ordinary degrees in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. The sinister wing has 33 feathers. I'm not sure what they mean by sinister wing. The additional feather corresponding to the 33rd degree of the same rite conferred for outstanding Masonic service, i.e. those who prove themselves to love, Baphomet. The tail feathers number 9, the number of degrees in the chapter, council, and commandery of the York Rite of Freemasonry. So they admit it. They don't hide this, okay? This is not some fantasy speculation here. Masonry admits that the symbology on our dollar is, in fact, Masonic in nature and has Masonic connotations, has nothing to do with the United States. I'll pick up with that on Thursday, guys, go into that in a lot more detail. But in the meantime, we'll see you tomorrow. Another great guest. Have a good day. We'll see you then.
With recent internet